So Gary, good work out of that. Step up in pre-season opposition as well.
Yeah, that was always the plan, to have a really difficult opposition. Obviously coming from a top league in Europe, very good team tactically, and obviously very good individual players. So it was always going to be a very difficult test for us, but that's what I wanted. And I felt, you know, over the 90 minutes, it was a good workout for us.
First experience for you in the home dugout as well. How did you find it?
No, enjoyed it. It's always nice to be out there. I know the real work starts next week, but and I'm sure that the first home game in the league will be a different experience. But no, very good. I expected that from the fans today. Again, very passionate and very behind the team, and that's what we have to be here. We have to be very connected all together. We have to be ready to all fight for the same thing. And if we can get that and we can get the right results on the pitch, I'm sure that everyone will come together and push in the right way.
Confidence boost as well to head into that first game off the back of a victory.
It's always good to end your pre-season with a victory. You take that confidence into next week's training, and then you take it into the game. But we know that the real work starts now. And I've been happy with pre-season. I think we've been working in a good way. Still need more to do. There's a lot more improvement that we need to do as a team. But in terms of pre-season, where they are, having worked with them for just the 5 weeks, I think they've been working in a good way, and we're looking forward to the season.
First opportunity as well for the home fans to see some of the new faces. Kemmer Roof played well and some exciting touches, and the fans already getting very excited about him on social media.
I'll be honest, I don't think we were at our very best with the ball today. I think we can be a lot better, which is something that we spoke about afterwards, spoke about half-time, and I think that will come. There won't be any problem with that. I think I wouldn't ask them to do anything that I didn't want to do, but I think we could have been a little bit better with the ball today. But it shows you that what you have to do, and all the things that we work on tactically and technically and all through training, is that when you can't be at your best with the ball, you have to be very good defensively. And I thought we were excellent today. I thought we limited a very talented side, a top European side, top league European side, to very few chances. And I think that was down to our work that we've been doing through pre-season. I think also set-piece wise, we look very dangerous. A lot of that stuff we've been working on through pre-season as well. So there's, in a game, you have to be able to win it. You know, if you can't win it the way you want to, which is with really crisp football, which we couldn't quite get going today, you can win it in other ways. And that's something for these young players that we've been working on, for them to learn and find a way to win a game. And that was very pleasing to them.
Ronaldo Vieira, very impressive once again. He has been all pre-season. But will he be a key player for you going into the new campaign?
They'll all be key players. It's a squad game. We need everyone this season. Every single one of them will make a contribution. And that's the most important part for me, is that everyone's ready, everyone's improving, and we'll get better. We'll get better for sure. I think going into the season, if we can get good results, we have a good start, I think that confidence will grow. I think you can see a more confident team together, or squad together. So all those other bits that we'll improve on, we're constantly working on them in trainings, every different bit. We have a plan for all of that, and we work on that constantly. So, no, looking forward to the squad contributing this season, everyone.
What about Gabriel Perica? Will he be a part of your squad? Obviously, he's played the last couple of games.
Yeah, well, I used this week to have a good look at him and to see how he performed. I thought he performed well today, albeit 45 minutes. But this is what you do as a manager. You can sometimes bring someone in on trial, or you can have a look at someone on a TV set, or you do whatever it is, but you do your homework and you make sure that you check all options available to you. So, that's what we're doing, and I thought Gabriel has had a good week. He's done very well today, so again, that'd be an ongoing thing.
And what about other transfer dealings? I mean, a week to go to the new season. You confident of bringing anyone in before the QPR game?
Yeah, of course, we're working in a good way, and like I've said before, I keep saying it, you know, there's many facets to a deal that you need to consider. It's not always from the side of the club that would want a player. Every manager will tell you they would love to have every single player by the first day of the season, but until that transfer window is closed, of course, if we can do the business this week that we want to do, it will be great. But of course, we're confident. I'm very confident that we'll have the squad when that window's closed, whenever it be, and hopefully it's within a shorter period. But when that window's closed, we have to be ready. We have to be confident that we have the squad that's ready for a long, long season.
Is it a bit tougher on this occasion because of the fact that there is no emergency loan window, yeah, and every team in the same situation just trying to get their squad sorted, yeah, before the first kick of the ball?
Yeah, of course. You know, and that's important for every team, and it's important for us. And we know where you know, I've spoke to the club. I work in a good way with them. They understand my views on it, on everything, and I understand theirs as well. So we're working together to bring these players that we might need to strengthen the squad, or that we do need to strengthen the squad, but we know that, you know. So it's us, Case, working together, trying to make sure it happens. But I'm sure that come the close of the transfer window, we'll have the squad that we're happy with, and that will be ready to compete this season in this league.
Any key positions that you'd like to get someone in before next week?
There will always be positions. You know, I could, as a manager, I'll probably tell you there's always positions that you would like to strengthen. But no, we identify them, and I'm sure you'll see it in the coming days, and that you'll see the positions that we're trying to look for, and then we'll go from there.
Berardi and Cooper, how are they in terms of their injuries, and will they both be fit for next week?
Berardi's been training this week, so that's good. He's back, he's fit. He could have played a part of today, but I felt that, you know, another good week's training will do more benefit than risking him for a game today. So that was the plan with him, and obviously Coops should be back out on the pitch next week for training. So touch wood, we don't suffer any more injuries, but we've been actually very good through pre-season, you know, considering the work that we've been doing with the players, very physical, very intense, my trainings and the way that we work. So, no, they've come through it very, very well, and they'd be the better for it. So, like I said, you'll see in the coming weeks a good strength to the team, a good physical output from the team, and also hopefully a good way of playing as well.
And do you know your best 11 yet? Do you know which 11 you'd like to field next week if everyone's fit?
Every single player will contribute this season. It's not about 11 players. It's not about one player. It's about a team. It's about a squad. That's why it's a squad game. You're only as good as your squad in terms of the strength. So every single player will contribute. Everyone has a big role to play. Some players will play more minutes than others. That's the way it is. That's life. But everyone will play an important role at this club and an important part of this team. So that's the way it will always be when I'm manager of the club.
Yeah, frantic start as well with a couple of games in 3 days.
Yeah, 5 games in 2 weeks, I think it is, which is always difficult, but that's the nature of this league. So we have to be ready. Like I said, we have a plan in place for all of that. And hopefully the plan works in a good way. But of course, what we do is we focus on each game. You know, we don't worry about too long, too far into the future. We worry about, you know, that game's gone now that we just played today. All focus will be on QPR, and we'll try and maximise our effort and everything that we got for that one game, and hopefully it'll be good enough for 3 points.
Thanks, Gary. What's the potential of Ronaldo Vieira? You've obviously worked with a lot of good players. I mean, a lot of people were sort of talking about him during the game today and after the game today, saying he was coming on leaps and bounds, and especially such a young age. I know obviously there's a lot of good players here and everybody will contribute, but he's the one a lot of people are getting really excited about.
He's got a lot to learn. He's got a long way to go. He's one of a number of young players that we have here that have good potential, but at this moment in time, it's potential. So all of them guys have a lot more work to do. You know, we're talking about a pre-season game. We start the real stuff next week. Everyone must stay grounded. Everyone must be ready. It's good competition, and he's one of many that have potential. You know, like I've talked about when I came into the club, that's one of the reasons I came into the club, because of the potential of these young lads. So he's trying to help them and guide them to become better players, and like I said, every single one of them will contribute.
What's the need like for new additions this week? You know, is it sort of like a massive need, do you think? I mean, if you went in with this squad, you know, into the season at QPR, you know, would you be sort of happy with that? Or I mean, is it like a big need for players, do you think? I mean, it's a good performance today, and I think we all think, you know, Atlanta will do well next season, look like a good side. Mm.
No, there's not. Look, what will be, you know. We're trying to work together, everyone, to bring in players that we want. But I won't ever neglect what we already have. The group that I have had for the last 5 weeks has been excellent. I'm very proud of them. I'm very looking forward to taking them into a season with the talent that they have. And players that come in will buy into the ethos that we have between that group, and they'll have to fit in with the group. So it's not focusing on what we need. It's focusing on what we have. That's the most crucial bit for me, and that's what everyone needs to focus on, is what we have. And what will come in, or whatever comes in at whatever time, are there to complement and try and help and improve what we already have. So I don't focus on what we need, I focus on what we have.
Yeah. Is Liam Brick a player you'd like? That's one player, I know it's difficult to mention names, but he's one player that won't go away, so to speak. He had a big impact here on loan last season. Is he someone you'd like to bring in an idealistic world? Or?
I don't talk about players. Yeah. I keep that in-house. You'll be the first ones to know. As soon as a player comes through the door, I think it's disrespectful to talk about players. I think it's disrespectful to the club. I think it's disrespectful to other people. So no, we we work in a good way. We keep our business how it should be, respectful, and like I said, I'm sure you guys will be the first ones to know.
Yeah, good stuff. And just a word on yourself, that's the end of pre-season now, obviously apart from the last week's training, I know you're really excited about coming in here. How have you found it overall so far, and the welcome you've had, and getting your backroom staff in, and you know, getting to know everybody?